This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, effects of satisfaction and submission to God. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effects of satisfaction and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the effects, it is necessary to teach our kids these effects and to acknowledge them about these so that they know the importance of it. Sometimes we do not perform something because we do not know the importance of that thing. And if we want our kids to be submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want them to be submissive and feel satisfaction in their life for what Allah has given to them, it is necessary to tell them about the effects of it. One of the effects is that the person who is submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he achieves the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is satisfied of what Allah has given to him, then he will never will see the being needy. He will never become needy. He will never become poor. And his rewards are so much that on the day of judgment, he will see that on what higher rank he has reached. So it is important that we teach our kids, we tell them that if we are submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are rewards which are waiting for us. Because we are submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes happy from us. This happiness of God is the biggest reward which we need to achieve. The biggest reward in our life is that we make our God, our Creator, happy because of our deeds, and he is happy from us. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the effects of submission and satisfaction in the Islamic lifestyle. It is necessary that we are submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel satisfaction. We are satisfied of what Allah has given to us. And therefore, there are many effects. One of the effects was that we achieve the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the other effect is that we gain the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it's a two-way satisfaction, basically. We are satisfied on what Allah has given to us, what he has made for us. On the other hand, when Allah sees that this person is submitted to me, he has submitted to me and he's satisfied of what I have given to him, then he becomes happy. And his happiness that we gain, it is what we need, basically. And there is a level where in the Quran, Allah has said that there are some people who sell their souls, who buy the Reza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who buy the satisfaction and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they deal their souls with the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last effect that I can count or I can say is that the person who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reaches to the physical peace. Now, we talked about the spiritual peace. Obviously, there is a spiritual peace for definite, and people reach to that spiritual peace when they are submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they have, they are happy with it, and they know that it is what Allah has made for them. And when they're happy on it, Allah gives them more. But on the other hand, due to this spiritual peace that they have, they also reach to a physical peace. They are less becoming ill. They are less having stress in their life. Therefore, they are having this physical peace. They are having this mental and physical peace in their life. And this is one of the biggest gifts that we can have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.